Here we go with a little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free. Today's show is brought to you in part by the number one way we power this show, Amazon. For all your Amazon shopping, do it through the Amazon banner on fatguyradioshow.com.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to the Celebrity Grudge Match 2019. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Celebrity Death Match in the Spartan Arena. And I'm joined by my cohorts, Doug the DA Andrew.
Very excited, very excited.
It's going to be a match like never before have you ever seen in the world of celebrity death matches.
I'm ready to see some blogs fall.
And we're also joined by our cohort color commentary, Kum Kai Kai.
Oh.
One BT Daniel Taylor. And mute your microphone.
Very glad to be here.
Well, it seems like we've got the first celebrity death match coming into the arena now. Oh, here they come. It is a battle between Oprah and Michelle Obama.
Funny that Oprah is ironically wearing purple.
She is wearing purple, and it seems like she's passing judgment once again on a dead celebrity.
Oh, yes. And I mean, I kind of rooting for Oprah in this one because all her life she had to fight.
She has had to fight, and she has also been hit by someone telling Harpo to beat her.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
But Michelle Obama is not the underdog in this fight.
No, not at all.
I understand that she's got some strong legs that she has used to wrangle the President of the United States.
Oh.
The way she held down Barack for those 8 years, I know she has some muscle in the upper body.
This is a fight that we're going to love to see. And coming up next is our next bout. Entering into the Celebrity Deathmatch Spartan Arena is now Tyler Perry versus Spike Lee. Wait, hold on. Let me look down. Yes, that is Spike Lee.
And let me double check. Is he dressed as Madea?
It is. He is definitely dressed as Madea. So it's like Madea versus Spike Lee.
Oh, no. Everyone, hide your kids. Hide your wife. They're raping everybody out here.
Yes.
Why is he headed for the purse? You got the gun?
Oh, he brought the gun. I would imagine that Medea's just going to be standing in the arena asking what you're going to do, and Spike won't be able to get any shots off because he can't see over Medea's boobs.
Hopefully he does not get caught up in the boobs.
I hope not. I heard Spike had more better blues after that jungle fever bout.
Oh, yes.
He better do the right thing.
Thank God this fight is not taking place on a Friday.
Or in Crooklyn.
He's going to beat old boy.
It seems like our next set of competitors is entering into the celebrity death match. Chris Tucker versus Chris Rock.
This is going to be a good one.
It's a lot of yelling.
I understand that this isn't going to be a fight of blows. This is going to be a fight of 80s dance-offs to Michael Jackson music.
I got Chris Tucker if that's the case.
You got Chris Tucker.
I don't know. I feel like Chris Rock is asking how much it costs to just enter the ring. How much does it cost just to touch one rope?
One rope.
One rope.
Just one rope.
And Chris Tucker's been out of it for a while, so yeah. I don't know how trained he is.
Now look at that. Chris Tucker. Got nothing on my boy Chris Rock. because Chris Rock is doing the thing, you know, he's doing the thing and everything. He's throwing lefts, he's throwing rights, headbutts and buttheads. I don't know.
DJ is correct, and with those freakishly long fingers he has, yeah. I think he can just poke him in the eye from across the ring.
He will definitely poke him in the eye.
And he will definitely get disqualified for the illegal eye gouge.
Hey, man, they're both black. It's a street fight.
Our next competitors are entering into the ring. Oh, this is going to be a fight never before seen. Entering into the celebrity death match in the Spartan Arena, here comes Cardi B versus Nicki Minaj.
Oh, and this one's been shaping up for the ages.
Yes.
I only urge Nicki to not take any drinks from Cardi. You might get her estate stolen.
This is going to come down to the first one to get knocked down and get and explode from all the plastic in their butts and breastises.
It's going to be Battle of the Asses.
Battle of the Asses.
Our next competitors are entering into, well, it just seems like they're both smiling, and one seems very, very excited to be here. It is the battle between SpongeBob and Dora the Explorer.
My money's on Sponge.
You got money on Sponge.
I would have agreed with that if it had been any other character. But Dora's very resourceful. She's going to incite the crowd on her side. Let's not forget that backpack she carries has all different types of tools.
And I hear her coach is Bob the Builder.
But okay. I got some inside information. My friends at Homeland Security told me that Ice was actually going to show up. So I don't know if Dora's actually going to make that fight.
She's not going to make
it. Well, she could probably make it. I'm not so sure about her friend Boots. I hear he's illegally from Africa.
Yeah. And
that was good.
And now entering into the ring, oh, man, the entourages for these next two fighters are absolutely astronomical. Kim Kardashian versus Paris Hilton.
Money on Paris.
It's going to be the fight of the idiots and useless.
Hey.
I'm a little sad that this is happening because wasn't Kim, like, Paris's, like, personal assistant at one point?
At one point, yeah. And then they were
BFFs.
And then they both had sex tapes.
You know what? I blame this on Ray J.
Yeah. It's a good chance that this fight will be decided by the sales of sex tapes.
Well, yes. Honestly, I think this fight might be decided outside of the ring as Kanye is urging Kim not to fight while he goes and defends her on Twitter.
Oh, okay. I just got those tweets.
I understand. I can relate. Our next competitor is coming up in the celebrity death match in Spartan Arena. Jennifer Lopez versus Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
J-Hud. Now, I am going to go with J-Hud on this because she is from Chicago. However, Jennifer Lopez is Jenny from the block.
Yes.
And it looks like she has a block with her, a cinder block.
It's a cinder block.
Because she's like, really hood.
Well, I'm going to give this one to J-Lo because I'm pretty sure a Rod with the steroids will come in beating people with bats. I'm just saying. So unless J-Hud boyfriend, I think he was on for Love in New York. I Love New York or something like that.
Did she marry
that guy? Or did they get divorced already?
I don't know.
It was one of the dudes. It was like Trunks or Tanks or something like that. It was like this light-skinned, curly-haired dude who was muscle-bound.
You're describing yourself.
Trunks or Tapes. That was a compliment, by the way. Our next fighters are entering into the arena. Oh, this one. I already know. Hands down, the winner.
All right.
Whoopi Goldberg versus Leslie Jones.
Well, I'm just going to say, you can't be a Chewbacca, but you can't be a Predator either.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to let you decide who is who.
I'm going to have to say Leslie Jones only because she does look like she plays in the WNBA. And Whoopi was in Sister Act.
I'm just saying, any woman who doesn't have eyebrows is not to be trifled with.
I can't laugh at my sisters like that, man. You're wrong, DT. You're wrong.
I'm just saying. Whoopi has been rocking the same hairdo for 55 years. That takes like some kind of mental fortitude to not beating her.
Oh, my God.
Not beating her.
Our next combatants are entering into the celebrity death match in the Spartan Arena. Ellen DeGeneres versus Jay Leno.
No.
Ellen DeGeneres versus Jay Leno. I don't know what to expect. Actually, it seems like Ellen DeGeneres will most likely dance around Jay Leno. Yes. Until Jay pretty much mows her down in a vintage car.
And with that chin Jay Leno got, I think he can take a hit.
What chin are you talking about? What chin are you talking about?
You guys literally took all my Waka Waka out of my mouth. I was going to say the same thing. Ellen DeGeneres will dance, and Jay Leno will swat her down like a fly with that ginormous chin.
Well, since we took your jokes, that's a great point for us to start the real show right after this final bout between Milli Vanilli and Jussie Smollett. Oh, ooh. Hold on. This just in. The fight didn't actually happen.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Into this holy estate, these two persons present come now to be joined. If there is any man who can show just cause why they may not lawfully be joined together, let him now speak or forever hold their peace. Byron, wilt thou have this woman to be thy wedded wife? Wilt thou love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health?
I will.
Whitley, wilt thou have this man to be thy wedded husband? Wilt thou love him, comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health?
Will you?
Blessed are those who ask the questions, brother.
Whitley, I love you, and if you'll have me, I want you to be my wife.
What the hell are you doing?
Hey, I'm sorry, Byron, I love her.
Die, just die.
Let him go, man.
Will you have me, Dwayne, as your lawfully wedded husband from this day forth to having a home and richer for poorer? Baby, please.
I'm sorry, Barry.
No.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
Broadcasting live from Studio G at the BDB Radio Network Studios in Glendale, Arizona, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. Hunched down in the corner office of a more successful business, here's Corey Blaze.
This song goes out to my boy Bill. My boy Bill, he knows he's listening right now. This goes out to you, Bill. You know where we heard this song together. Oh, yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, live from Arizona.
I can see you were a man of distinction, a real big...
You know what? I got a crispy $5 bill to either one of you who knows where the song is from.
Cats?
Wrong. D-Tay.
I'll pop my card for everything.
I want to say Moulin Rouge.
Nope, not Moulin Rouge.
Because it's I know it's not I know it's not Chicago.
Close though.
Hairspray.
Nope.
No.
You both lost $5. All right, ladies and gentlemen, live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatmatics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Daniel D.T. Taylor.
Sudden.
And Doug, the D.A. Andrew. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on Facebook Live. Tweet us your comments to at Fat Guy Radio Show. You're also welcome to get at us in our DMs. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Target. Check out Target's most popular deals through the Target banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Discounts like you won't believe. Do all your Target shopping through the Target banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Target, expect more, pay less.
Oh, man.
You guys really have no idea where this song is
from? Charity?
Yeah, that's what I Googled.
Charity.
Expender.
But this seems like an older, like an old song, but like remix.
This is a remix.
You like to know what's going on in my mind. So that's like an EDM element to it.
And the reason why I gave this, I dedicate this to my boy Bill. He works down at the arena with me, and or I work with him. And the dancers at the Rattlers game on Sunday did their routine to this song. And I was walking with Bill when they were rehearsing it, and I immediately just stopped and started dancing because I actually played in the stage play of Sweet Charity in high school.
Oh, wow. So Bill was there, and he thought you were having a stroke once you started dancing.
He didn't think I, and thank you for letting it play all the way to the end. I really appreciate that. No, I did Sweet Charity. In high school, I played Herman, the Fandango ballroom owner. And one of my big, I have one big number in the show, which is I love to cry at weddings.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't know.
Ironically, Corey also likes to cry on scales.
I do. There's no doubt about that. I definitely cry on scales, and I haven't been on scales. The last scales that I've done in my life has been la 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 la.
And he practices those in the kitchen as he's cooking.
As I'm cooking. Hey, wait till the Amazon spot, dude. I bought something really cool from Amazon.
Oh my gosh.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. It's another fun-filled Fat Guy Radio show for you today, and we got to thank you so much for joining us. It's a special Wednesday. We do that every once in a while where we kind of switch up the schedule a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit, you know what I mean? Because that's one of the free things, DA, of being in the internet. How big was that truck that just drove?
Yeah, that's a big truck,
right?
See, with our new system, we can hear that. Before, we would have never heard that.
Yeah,
because you could barely hear us in our old system. But DA, the what's one of the things that we have, one of the flexibilities that we have to adjust the adjust the recording schedule.
Oh yeah.
And we appreciate like our diehards like Ashley Keene that just come through no matter what day we're recording. She's here.
Swipper, no swipping.
Swipper, no swipping. I don't know what that means.
It's
I don't
either. Swiper. Swiper, no swiping.
Swiper, no swiping.
So we're referring to a comment box that was left on the Facebook Live by AK47.
Yeah.
Off the Facebook earlier tonight when we or during the opening of the show, I should say.
Yeah. Funny thing about that is Swiper used to be my nickname for one of my friend's son.
Like, why? Because he stole a lot of stuff?
Well, no. So he couldn't say, they call me DT, and he couldn't say DT.
What?
And he was really into Dora the Explorer. So he was like, Swiper Tay, Swiper Tay. And so he can always say Tay, and he knew how to say Swiper. So he was like, call me Swiper Tay.
Was he a little?
No, he's actually a really
big. So it was easier to say Swiper than D. Got it.
Yeah.
So he was a little dun.
Yeah, got it.
A little dun.
Oh my God.
Just a little, was he?
I hate both of you guys.
It's okay if
you're not. They call me Swiper.
Hey, look, my own kid is a little. So my throat's a little dun right now. My own kid is a little dun sometimes. Just irritates the hell out of me sometimes.
That's because he has hormones.
No, dude. I love him to death. I love him. I love a little bright skinned, pretty skinned boy. I love him to death. But how his level of sometimes periodic laziness buffoons me at times.
Why?
He didn't want to go downstairs. He was thirsty, but didn't want to go downstairs at the house to get water.
Okay.
So he opted to remain thirsty.
I just saw you.
Why?
Okay. I just saw you choke twice, and there's water in front of you.
Right.
And you won't even drink it.
I will so drink that it, because I'm also lemon, running a show. I'm running a show here.
The lemon doesn't fall too far from the tree.
The lemon?
The lemon.
Because I heard apple before. I never heard the saying
a
lemon.
Fruit is a fruit. It's a fruit.
They don't have apple trees in the hood where DA's from.
They got lemons.
The grapefruit doesn't fall too far from the tree.
The acorn doesn't the switch
pine cone.
The switch doesn't fall too far from the tree in DA's land.
The palm doesn't fall too far from the limb.
Yeah, because all the Christians went out there and ripped it down because Palm Sunday is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah.
Easter. Yeah.
Every black church is gonna have palm leaves in it. When I was growing up, the church that I grew up in, that's what they did all the time.
Palm Sunday.
And I remember the guy's house that everybody would go over and get those palms, and they would decorate the church with the palms.
How many palms did he have?
He had a lot of palm trees.
Okay. Do you know why they have so many palm trees in Arizona?
Why do they have so many palm trees in Arizona?
because they wanted it to kind of to look similar to California. So you have that California, because if you go to California, you see palm trees lining the streets and whatnot when you drive down. They wanted that same feeling in Arizona.
We missed that by a long shot. There ain't no way that you're going to make Arizona look anything like California. California has a whole different level of green. They have a green that is not green. Here in Arizona, our green is not green. It's like doo-doo brown green.
And you're just talking about the marijuana.
Right. And our shrubbery that grows, it's not green. There's nothing truly green in Arizona.
Nah.
It's doo-doo dirt brown green. So take your green that you have in the land where you live.
All right.
Sprinkle a little bit of dust on it.
Mm. All right.
Yep. And then smear a little bit of cow poop on it.
Yeah.
That thin right. will make it the color of Arizona green.
That's actually a good explanation of our climate.
Write that down, ladies and gentlemen. We're community building here.
And the thing is, it's supposed to be 96 on Tuesday.
And see, what I like to do is I like to take that green, you know, and I like to smear it around. Then I paint a little happy tree here. A little happy tree there. Give a little friend right there.
A little bit of snow-capped mountains right here. Just tap lightly. Tap, 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 tap.
Go ahead and give it a little bird.
There's some happy clouds. Just some happy clouds. Just some happy clouds. Right, dude, we used to watch those videos in grade school and really thought we were painting what he was painting.
Oh, man. And I used to do it with watercolors. So it definitely
was. He clearly had oil paint.
He clearly had.
Expensive ass, like really expensive oil paint.
That titanium white is like 2 G's.
That's
bro.
Wow. I miss him. Is he dead?
He is dead.
He is painting pictures of Fred Rogers right now.
Him and Nipsey just up there rapping and painting.
Rest in peace,
painting.
Nipsey Hussle.
I don't even know who this guy is.
I didn't know who Nipsey Russell was.
The name Nipsey has been all over the place. I don't begrudge the dead, but good Lord have mercy. I mean, you can't even have a candlelight vigil outside of a store without people
stampeding
or whatever. This just proves that black people can't die.
And can't have nothing nice.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I don't know who this Nipsey person is, but I guess he went to a lot of basketball games. He was one of those.
Man, he has a picture with every celebrity basketball player.
I didn't know who he was. I've never heard any of his music. I doubted if we could even. He had a lot of gold in his mouth and a lot of chains around his neck, so I doubt if we can play any of his music on this show.
We cannot.
We cannot.
That's why.
On Afterburn, we can.
That's why I don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
Did you know anything about him, DJ?
I did. I learned a lot more after, but...
Who is he, D.A.? You clearly are the one connected in the hip-hop industry.
My cousin.
Who is Nipsey Hussle?
He was a rapper from Southern California, and I just had an epiphany, because when you said you learned a lot about him after he passed, that brings up Biggie to me. You're nobody
until
somebody kills you.
Yeah.
And that's so true, but he is a rapper from Southern California. He was more of an activist / entrepreneur, though.
And he was an activist for what?
For black people.
That's why I don't know anything
about black excellence. That's why you don't know. He was really about black excellence, which is why I really liked him.
It was, but when you look at him from the cover,
Judge the book.
What else do you have? When you think about black excellence, I don't think the way that Nipsey looked.
You know?
I don't see that. When I think black excellence and people that are building black excellence, I see somebody like a Barack Obama or a Stedman that won't marry Oprah. That's what I think about when I think see a black Stedman. Excellent.
He named Stedman.
Stedman might as well be dressed up as Madea.
Real talk though, who do you think of other than
Stedman? He ain't
Stedman.
Nothing but a little bitch.
I said Barack Obama's.
Okay.
He didn't say, but I saw it in my. He was thinking. He was also saying, you know, Ben Carson.
Yep.
Yeah, I was thinking Ben Carson. I was thinking Oprah's. I was thinking T.D. Jakes when I think black excellence. I don't think
Creflo Dollar.
Hip-hop singer. I don't think, you know what? I take that back. I don't think, when I look at Nipsey, I don't get black excellence. Mm-hmm. But when I look at, let's say, Sean Puffy Combs. When I look at Sean Puffy Combs, I can see that he could be doing something for black excellence.
See,
He carries himself differently.
He does carry himself differently, but I don't see Sean Puffy Combs doing activist work.
And community work.
Yeah.
So the activist as in I'm putting seed back to my community where I came from.
Who's to say that he's not and he's just doing it like Prince?
And I didn't say he wasn't.
Prince did it and we never knew about it until Prince caught the 2016.
Exactly. And that's where DA's kind of getting this point of no one knows of your great deeds until you're dead.
Yeah.
Or you don't know someone until they die.
Yeah.
And that's sad, though.
It really is. Kanye West said it the best. He said, people hardly ever get those flowers when they're alive, when they can still smell them.
Yeah. Kanye who? You mean Kim Kardashian light?
Yes.
Okay.
You mean Kim Kardashian dark.
Right? We already have a light.
Kim Kardashian flat ass is what we know him as.
That's kind of fluffy.
Kim Kardashian no smile.
Except when he does capture, when people do capture him with the smile.
And then he immediately wipes the smile off like, oh man, you caught this robot
so
out of
ridiculously
sorts.
Stupid. I mean, I'm sorry. He was Nipsey was clearly beloved by a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't familiar with him or his product or anything like that. And the only way I found out was when the, I forget what California team tweeted out that he was gone. And then it's not even that he didn't just die of natural causes. Lakers. He was murdered. Is this going to start another Biggie and Tupac thing now?
No. And I think it's actually going to start the opposite. I think black people as a whole right now are kind of in shock. Even people that didn't even know him are hearing, like, didn't know about him are hearing about it.
Yeah.
And, like, honestly, the culture is in shock right now.
Yeah, I mean, I heard Bill Clinton's even going out there to do some work out there.
I wouldn't be surprised by any of that, but I didn't know any. I didn't.
I just looked at, wait, I was like, really?
Breaking news in there feels like breaking. Bill Clinton is black.
No, he's not.
That's a black dude, isn't there?
No, he ain't.
That's a black dude.
No, he ain't.
Bill Clinton is a Negroid.
I mean, I guess
I don't know, maybe.
During that trial when he said, when you were saying sexual conduct, I didn't think you was mean just a little touchy with the lips. I mean, that was the blackest thing he did, I guess.
No, well, he did say he smoked, but he didn't inhale.
That's not black at all.
But he played the saxophone on the Arsenio Hall show. That's black.
Semi.
He cheated on his woman. That's black.
Black men don't cheat, though.
Black men don't cheat.
They afraid to? What's wrong with y'all?
Black men don't cheat.
Tristan Thompson was set up.
Set up.
Oh my.
They sat on his lap.
They sat on his lap. Yeah, yeah. And the spot on Monica Lewinsky's dress, somebody else put it there, right?
Bill Clinton. The white man.
He's a brother.
Nah.
Bill Clinton is a brother.
Nah, I'm not giving it to him.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this break, food truck festivals. And also, y'all get off my boy Biden. Get off of Bob Biden. Bill Biden. What's his name?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Get off Uncle Joe.
Joe B. Biden.
He's a horny old bastard, and that's just not his problem. That's just the way he was raised.
Huh?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this. This is what she'd say. Stop the shake coffee. Maple
syrup and jam. Butterscotch clouds and a tangerine. And now.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
But that trick never worked.
This time for sure. Presto! Well, I'm getting close.
And now it's time for another special feature.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Corey Blaze, and I'm using my radio DJ voice to welcome to the Fatnatic family Spotify listeners. Yes, that's right. Fat Guy Radio Show is now available to stream on the largest growing streaming platform, Spotify. Get the Spotify app for all mobile devices and desktops. We are extremely happy to partner with Spotify and provide another easy and fun way for everyone to get Fat Guy Radio Show. Find us by searching Fat Guy Radio Show on Spotify or visit fatguyradioshow.com/Spotify. Fat Guy Radio Show is now on Spotify. And now, traffic and weather with Skyline Skip. Take it away, Skip!
Fat Guy Radio Show.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
You wore the prettiest dress, but you think color socks.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Amazon, ladies and gentlemen. Amazon, Amazon, Amazon. How deep do you want it? Amazon has some deep discounts through the Deep Discounts banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. The deep discounts are amazing. You won't believe what I grabbed this past week on Amazon.
What you grab?
I grabbed myself one of those griddles. Those tabletop griddles with the copper, because you know I have the copper the copper chef set. I grabbed this griddle, and you know what? The only complaint that I have about this
what?
Is that it's too nonstick. I put some French toast on it, and it was sliding all over the place. I couldn't control it. It even at one time flipped off the damn griddle onto the stove. It's just that nonstick. But it's amazing. It heat, it cooked evenly. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. And I bought it because one of my flat pans are kind of ruined. Yes. I think I was talking to D-Tay about that. It's kind of ruined. So I'm like, you know what? I like this. I want one of those big griddles. I don't have a big family that I'm cooking for, but I do cook for a lot of people sometimes. And I grabbed it through the deep discounts banner on fatguyradioshow.com. Change back on a $60 bill.
Nice.
Change back on a $60 bill. So for all your Amazon shopping, do it through the Amazon banner on fatguyradioshow.com. And we thank you so much when you do shop through our banner. And we thank you in advance. So Joe Biden is the current talk of the town because I guess he gets a little handsy, a little touchy-feely.
I haven't heard about this.
You haven't heard about the Joe?
Nah.
Well, you know, there's this whole talk of Joe Biden wanting to run for the prez in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm a Joe Biden fan, but we don't need another old guy.
Nope.
In the White House.
Right? Unless it's Bernie. I'm still capable.
No, we don't need Bernie either.
Bernie going to die.
I don't think he can't handle it. And here's the thing is that Bernie is like our 2019 version of Ross Perot. How many times have Ross Perot run for president and never get it? Never came close.
You can say the same about Trump.
Trump ran for president once
and got it. No, he didn't. He run in 2012?
No.
I thought he ran in 2012.
No. There was always buzz and talk around every year about him running for president.
Mm-hmm.
And he denied or he claimed that he never would. And then he did, and he won, and we have what we have today.
Hmm. Who else was? There was another guy who ran a bunch of times. Was it Al Gore?
Al Gore did run for president a couple of times. I don't know if he ran a couple of times, but he was vice president.
So I know he was.
And
then he won
there.
In 2000, and then something about a Chad happened.
Chad?
That. Yeah, the Chad.
I don't know what that is.
Something in Florida, and then all the ballots got thrown out.
Always Florida.
Always Florida.
But Joe Biden, Uncle Joe...
Mm-hmm.
Who shot a friend in the face on a hunting trip.
I thought that was Dick Cheney.
Yeah, that was Dick Cheney.
I'm confusing my vice president.
you really are.
You know what? Here
that wasn't even an accident. He did that. He did that stuff in cold
blood. Here on Fat Guy Radio Show, we fat
buckshot.
In cold blood.
In cold blood buckshot. Double out buckshot straight to the face.
He thought it was a bird.
I thought it was a plane.
I thought it was Superman.
But Joe Biden, they got him all over the news right now because there's buzz that he's going to run. And people are thinking that, you know, he's the biggest thing to take Trump out in 2020.
Mm-mm, no.
And I don't think he is.
Kanye.
I was going to say.
So what they're doing is that they're bringing up all the fact that Joe is very touchy-feely.
Mm.
He's an old grab hands guy. Now, there hasn't been any reports that come out that say that he's gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's not grabbing him by the peas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what he does do is that he just gets too close. He gets uncomfortably close.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like ghosts.
Yeah.
Kissing Beyonce.
Every woman that he encounters almost, he has that ghost around the little spinny moldy thing moment. You know what I mean? He rubs their shoulders. Ooh. He hugs them close and tight. And then there's...
my darling, I hunger for your touch.
Alone.
Doug don't know it.
Hold me tight.
I know it's from the 50s.
And
goes by so slowly.
I'm just watching the bromance from the distance.
Isn't it beautiful? So Joe Biden is basically ghosting every female that he runs into, but I can't blame him. I don't think it's anything important. Get off of Joe. He's just a guy that loves to touchy-touchy, handsy, embrace people in a passionate way. Mm-hmm. He has never stepped out on Mrs. Joe Biden. He's never done anything like that. But I think they're just dragging his name through the mud because he has the greatest potential right now to give Trump a run for his money. And they're just trying to sling his name in the dirt.
Where are these allegations coming from, though?
A few of the women.
A few of the, like, Democratic women or Republican women?
A few women that he has come in contact with, and all they're saying is that, you know, there's video of him, like, a friend's wife. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A friend of his. A mm-hmm. friend of the family's wife. Uh-huh. They were on TV, and he just had his hands on the top of her shoulders and was kind of rubbing them a little bit, and they call him that inappropriate.
I mean,
you know what's going to happen? This Me Too movement BS is going to make men not even want to touch a girl anymore.
That's how it should be.
They're going to scare, and then you know what's going to happen? The Me Too is going to have a new meaning where the Me Too movement is going to be like, hey, I'm over here too. Don't forget about Me Too.
Mm-hmm. Look, there is a, we were speaking about Spike Lee, who won the match earlier. He did.
Hold on a minute, D.A. I got to get a little.
Y'all get y'all feels out. Get y'all feels out. For the radio listeners, they are mouthing and dancing to a song on the radio. This is the creepiest thing I've seen. They're in unison, mouthing words to this song. To this doo-wop.
Wait, here comes, when is the, we gotta get it to the breakdown. We gotta get it to the breakdown. Lonely river falls to the sea, to the sea.
Why don't y'all two get a room?
We already have one. Open
arms. Not a studio room, but an actual room. Yeah. Where the fluids that you guys wanna trade cannot mess up the equipment.
Don't ruin the moment.
I'm ruining this.
Wait for me.
To make me sick.
He's just mad he don't know the words.
I don't want to know the words.
Yes, you do.
Play some Nipsey Hussle.
Here comes the big boom right here. Oh, hit that level. Yeah. Here it comes. Feel that pain.
Was this in the Sandlot?
Oh. Hold me tight.
I'm not feeling any of it.
Yes, you do.
Nah.
Go so slowly.
I'm trying to run a podcast here.
And time can do so much. We got a moment for an emotional moment like this.
You rubes are mouthing, lip milli vanilli. Don't do that to me. Don't hear it comes, D.A. me.
Oh, yes. He's begging, D.A. He's begging.
This is not banging.
He's begging.
Begging on bended knee.
No, this is not begging.
Love this
that
song.
Is the most emotional, unemotional song I've ever heard.
Oh, man.
It sounds like he wants to beg, but he has no emotions behind it. Can I guess his color?
Yes.
Caucasian?
Yes, he is.
I've never heard this song, but he has no emotion behind it.
You are dead inside.
No, that song was dead inside out.
If you took that song, D.A., and you put it on the loudspeakers on your Bluetooth speaker in the house, put your son to bed, and dance with your wife in the bedroom, boom, bam, city, you'd be having another kid by Sunday.
If we're dancing in the bedroom to this, our relationship is dead.
Romantic songs of the planet.
How slow is that stroke?
It's romantic. You have no romance, bro.
Nah, I get down to like 112 Jodeci.
What are you doing?
He's grinding
to that song.
Well, at least what me and D-Tay were doing, people were able to see and hear. That's a very romantic. That's one of the real. Have you ever seen the movie Ghost?
No.
Oh my god.
Iconic scene.
It's an iconic scene. Dude,
that's so in the movie.
Oh my god, help me, please.
Her husband is dead.
Patrick Swayze. So first of all, D.E.D. dead.
Is that why all the rappers make say, oh, ghost Patrick Swayze?
Yeah. Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze.
Demi Moore is
and then
boing.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg is
in there.
Yes.
Her eyebrows ain't.
Oh, because she
ain't got eyebrows.
Dude, you need to see the movie Ghost.
But yeah, there's this iconic scene of this movie where she's a potter, and she's always at her little potter wheel, and she's shaping these pots and everything. And Patrick Swayze, as a ghost, learned how to like physically touch things. In his ectoplasmic ghost form.
Okay.
Ectoplasmic. You made me exhale all my face.
So in this scene, she's in her pottery room. She's at the table and she's doing her little potty. And
doing little potty.
Her potting.
She's doing little potty.
You said potty.
She's doing all little
right.
potty.
Her little potting. All right. And he comes up behind.
I gotta turn the fan on. I'm getting warm.
No problem. He comes up behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And he slowly puts his arms on her, his hands on her arms.
Oh,
and slowly goes down.
Did she ask him to do that?
She's imagining it because he's dead.
And he's doing it to her.
It sounds like ghost rape.
And he's sitting there.
And ghost raping
together.
Her.
He's ghost riding the whip, bro. That's what he wants to do.
That sounds like ghost.
He wants to ghost ride.
He creeps up behind her.
He wants to ghost ride her whip.
In his ectoplasmic form.
Yeah.
And he's grinding on her as she's working.
He's not grinding. He rubs on her arms.
Creepy.
Like slowly works on her arms to the pot and he helps her shape the pot.
Yeah, in the middle of his ectoplasmic love grind.
He sounds like a male chauvinist pig. Like, okay, she couldn't do that work? Oh, he, from the grave, he came and ectoplasmic fixed her work.
The work actually was ruined because the passion.
I bet.
The passion of that moment took over and the clay just molded itself back into a big lump as her breast heaved up and down, thinking about the moment she
had. I don't know about heaving.
Wait, this is Demi Moore as the wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no breast.
So, Joe.
Yeah, there really aren't. Demi Moore flatter than a boy.
Yeah, what you talking about? She's flatter than the earth.
But she was, Demi Moore was, even though we were talking about Joe Biden, here we are talking about hot women. Demi Moore was looking pretty yummy.
Oh, she can get it.
In the ghost movie.
Yeah, and no one said she couldn't get it.
And she ain't aged at all.
I mean, there was at one point Ashton Kutcher was giving it to her.
Yeah he was.
And Bruce Willis got like 15 kids by her.
Yep.
Yeah, and Demi Moore was also in the Speed movie. Wasn't that Demi Moore?
No, I don't think that
was Sandra Bullock.
Oh,
Bullock.
That's right. Sandra Bullock. Damn it.
I want to say this, put this on record. I think Demi Moore has a thing for like Black ghosts people. And dead people because she was in movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze getting all turned on with that. Had 15 kids by a dude who made like one of his biggest movies was him playing a ghost psychiatrist.
In
Sixth Sense.
Okay.
He was dead. Spoiler alert. Okay.
She sees dead people.
And then Ashton Kutcher's career has been dead since that 70s show. Like, she dated him. So, I mean, she just has this knack for like.
I see where you went.
Yeah.
What is the word? Necromancy?
Necrophilia.
Necrophilia.
She loves.
She's a necrophiliac. Mm.
She loves that ectoplasma love grind. That's
she,
what
she wants
loves.
The ectoplasmic juice all over her.
Ectoplasma love grind is what she's got. Just
yeah.
So that song.
That, down.
That song was in the movie. How did you even get on that song?
I don't know.
You two squirrels over here. I'm trying to run.
Well, he was talking about Joe
show.
Biden rubbing.
Hold on.
Oh, he said Joe Biden was rubbing on people, kind of like ghosting them.
Yeah.
The ghost,
yeah.
And then that.
Yeah, okay. Right, the way you explain the movie, yeah, I guess he is an old man creep.
Yeah, he is. And it's funny that DA has been here for 6 months and he decides to finally start to run a podcast. Here's the thing.
I mean, somebody has to.
Yeah, little DA ain't here to sidewind it, so we got to do it ourselves. But Joe Biden, get off of him. He's just an old creepy old dude and he's just fine. He's just a little touchy-touchy, feely-feely. Everybody needs a little touchy-touchy, feely-feely.
Well, Corey, you're more closer to his age than any of us.
That is true.
So, is he even a threat? Can he even like get the blood down there rushing?
I don't know, but I may be willing to check.
Okay.
You know, because it might just be an interesting attempt to see if it's still moving around.
Dress up as Madea and then like tempt him and see if he pokes you with anything.
Madea?
Yeah. He doesn't need to get the fake breastises because, he has
like Gavin said, this is where I have to go. You're a beautiful face.
I love this Gavin song.
You are such a protagonist a-hole.
What?
You are such an a-hole.
This is my favorite Gavin.
Of course.
This is the only Gavin he knows.
No, he doesn't. He knows the Gavin song that was played in the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be.
Oh,
that's only
true.
One that he knows.
Yeah, but go ahead.
I can't.
This is his favorite Gavin.
This is my favorite Gavin.
Oh, you guys made me Gavin.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, we're going to Gavin on a little bit of break right here. And after this, on the other side of this break, it is the segment that is Be Sweeping the Nation. It's Trailer Talk on the other side of this, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
Not over you.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
Afterburn. With Michael Jackson as big as he is, as hard as he was working, how could no one not see that you're sneaking away by yourself with another kid? Why wouldn't anybody see that? And if somebody saw that at the time and didn't say anything, why haven't they come out and joined with Wade and James?
Yeah, because
is another question.
I mean, because if they can corroborate their story, I'm sure there's a fat check for them if it wins.
Let's go to Bill Cosby. It wasn't one woman. It wasn't two. It wasn't five. It wasn't 10. It ended up being 20 some odd women came out and said the same exact thing. Even more than that. You're right. Came out and said the same exact thing.
Afterburn. Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Put it to hell, but still you're magnificent. I'm a boomerang. Doesn't matter how you throw me. Turn around and I'm back in the game. Even better than the old me. But I'm not even close. To work you,
take it, DA.
If you ask me how I'm doing, I'ma tell you
just fine.
Since you're not on my mind. If Lady K was here right now, she'd be stabbing you in the jugular.
And I'd be the one going to jail.
You're right, he would.
You would. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Afterburn, folks. Afterburn, afterburn. Oh, my goodness. If the weekly shows aren't enough for you and you really want to hear us let our hair down, subscribe to Fat Guy Radio Show's monthly bonus show, Afterburn. This past month, the April episode of Afterburn, we took a deep dive into that Leaving Neverland story. It got pretty cathartic at some points.
Yeah.
Because it really had a profound effect on all of us that saw it. And, man, I don't want to give too much away, but there are a lot of different views and perspectives about. And then we've got some Waka Waka there as well, like just some crazy stuff that DT comes out of the side of his mouth with. But we want you to subscribe to Afterburn because it is the power behind this show. The free show. If you want the free show to keep coming, subscribe to Afterburn at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. It's $3 a month.
Ooh.
$3 a month, folks. Come on. You can't throw $3 a month? I'm sick of begging. It's going to happen. This show,
spicy.
This show's going to go away, and you're going to lose one of your favorite internet radio shows over $3.
Oh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. That's all the time we have for you today. It is time for the segment that everybody loves so much, also known as the segment that Corey searches through the iPad to look for the bed.
Bed six.
It's five.
That was close.
It is neither.
It's actually bed three.
And it's actually neither?
It is neither.
Thank you.
Is it three?
I want to say it's three.
It is three. Congratulations, D.
I finally got one. All these years he does that. I'm like, oh, what bet is it? And I'm like, 5, 6, 7.
Four,
and
three,
I never get
two,
it. He's like,
one,
wrong.
8, it's 12, bet three. 17, 54.
But yes, I got one. Let's go.
Not Ike. Really.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we review the trailers because the trailers are free. Now, I didn't check to see if my notes are in there, but we're going to. Yes, it is. All right. Good job, D.A.
Ooh.
I did that.
This week's trailer is Joker. Joker is an upcoming American psychological thriller film distributed in wrong details.
Oh.
You pulled this from Wikipedia, bro?
I did that.
Bro.
Well, when you say details, that's the details that were with the
So
with
you go to IMDb and you pull the synopsis.
You pull
I don't
synopsis
like IMDb.
Up. Oh, actually, you know what? That's what it has.
Huh.
Believe it or not. That's
I
what
did
it,
that.
I got to give it to him. That's exactly
all right.
What it
well,
is.
Well, read it off.
I'll read it off one more time. Joker is an upcoming American psychological thriller film distributed by Warner Brothers Pictures and based on a DC Comics character, Joker. It's an it is intended to be the first in a series of DC-based films separate from DC Extended Universe. Why didn't they give more details about it?
I don't think they have more details on it.
When is it out?
It just, like, the trailer just dropped.
Yeah, the trailer just dropped. There is actually no release date. So when you came to me and said, we want something far out, I gave you far out. It's not even expected to come out.
So we're reviewing a trailer for a movie that's not even out till 2021?
2022, possibly.
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 Have they even picked the staff?
Right? I don't even know who Zazie Beetz is.
She's the black girl in there.
Are they born yet?
Maybe not.
I don't know Zazie Beetz.
That's what the parents are doing right now.
I'll know her if I see her.
Zazie Beetz.
Is she cute? Can she get the beats?
I don't know.
She want a Joe Biden her?
Oh, I bet you Joe Biden will be all up on her.
Yeah, and when you do, they'll probably Nipsey you. Joker starring Joaquin Phoenix, Zazie Beetz, and Robert De Niro. All right, D-Tay, what did you take on Joker?
So, I hate going first, but
that's the way it happens.
Me. Yeah. So, I will say this.
Yes. Say this to say that.
Say it.
Say it.
I like the fact that they're going a little more dark with the DC. And then just the camera shots and everything, it doesn't look like they're going with dark tints on the movie. Because if you watch a lot of the Batman versus Superman, Batman movies, a lot of the DC movies, they try to make it darker and they put like a dark tint on it.
Yeah, it's hard to see at times.
And it's like, okay, I get it. It's a gloomy world.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to put the dark tint. Where this one, it looks like they're doing more content to make the world dark rather than the actual tint of the movie,
right,
which I think cinematically is going to do wonders for them. What I don't like is the origin story of the Joker.
Okay.
In this, because from all the other comics and everything we've seen so thus far about the Joker, he like is just a psycho bent on chaos.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And was in the earlier Batman, he was a criminal to start with.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
In this, he seems to be like, to start off as, and I don't know, maybe because it's so real that I don't like it, because I'm like, well, this could literally happen, and what are we doing as humans? In this one, he seems like a real guy who's like taking care of his mother, part times as a clown.
They humanized him.
He's doing all this stuff to bring positivity to the world, and then just being beaten down for it. And he's being beaten down too many times to where he goes mentally insane, and that's what turns him into this criminally insane Joker clown that we've come to know.
We are clearly in your wheelhouse.
And it's super scary. It's super scary because it brings a real life of, damn, the Joker might really happen in real life now.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Because there are many people who struggle with this.
Making it relatable.
That positivity.
Sure.
And it's very scary.
So wow. You said you don't like it. It seems like you do like it.
I like the movie.
Uh-huh.
I don't like the realisticness of it.
Okay.
Because it hits too hard, because I sometimes struggle. We talked about that on shows about depression and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I sometimes struggle with keeping that positive face mm-hmm. when getting beat down. And I'm like, dang, is this going to be... Am I...
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I like how you did the laugh. So I like the trailer. I like... Joker is one of my favorite characters. I'm not a comic book aficionado.
Sure.
But The Dark Knight is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's because Heath Ledger played the crap out of Joker.
Yeah.
To the point where it kind of took his life. Allegedly.
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 I did not like the last Joker I saw in the...
Jared Leto in Suicide Squad.
I did not like his Joker.
I didn't see that.
No, I didn't like his Joker. Point blank, period. So I'm looking forward to this one. I like Joaquin Phoenix, however you say his name.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, played in Walk the Line. So
I walked.
That
the
was
line.
The Rock.
No, that's Walking Tall.
Oh.
Walk the Line is a story. Is a biopic of Johnny Cash, played by Joaquin Phoenix.
Johnny Cash.
Yes.
So he's the dude that made the Cash App. Anyway,
right, back.
So my take on the Joker. Were you done? Or did you have more nonsense?
Batman. Now I'm done.
Okay. I'm with you, DA, on the Joker. The Joker that I can't get past, no matter how many times they remake it, I can't get past the Heath Ledger Joker.
He killed that.
He outshined the Jack Nicholson Joker.
Oh, yeah.
I think he bumped the Jack Nicholson Joker right out of the history line.
Can I say this? I never saw the Jack Nicholson Joker until after the Heath Ledger Joker.
Right.
Because I was like, if this movie is this good, the older ones must be good. And did not compare at all.
But I am kind of interested in what D-Tay was saying about the Joker, on how this movie is going to take a deep dive into what made him the Joker. It's going to give us, they're basically taking out, you know, these individual characters
mm-hmm.
and giving us their full story.
Yeah.
I kind of can dig that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also understand the realism of the fact that in modern dates, times, this is completely possible mm-hmm. by someone becoming a person like the Joker. But every time someone says Batman Joker, I immediately go to Heath Ledger. Mm-hmm. I just can't get past the Heath Ledger thing.
Who do you go to then?
Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill? That was a good Joker too.
I don't think
you don't even know.
I don't.
You don't even know.
I don't even think
I'm not a big DC comics fan.
So when you guys think of the Joker, you guys automatically categorize them as only the live action Joker.
Yes.
The best Joker is the Joker from the Batman animated series and the Joker in the video games, which is all played by Mark Hamill, who also plays Luke Skywalker.
We're in his wheelhouse, clearly.
He has the best voice for the Joker and mm-hmm. the best, like, laugh. So much so that DC even had him play a Joker-like character called the Jokester on The Flash, which is a Flash bad guy.
Okay. On the CW.
And so they had Mark Hamill play a live action jokester, mm-hmm. which is very similar to the Joker. So it's two different cities, but it's same universe.
So if you had to say movies, though, Heath Ledger hands down is the best interpretation of that.
So there's many facets when it comes to Joker as a
character.
He's
a nerd. Look at his hands, and he said facets.
He is real. I have never seen him dive this deep into something.
So, Jack Nicholson gives you the best gangster part of the Joker. Because he was a criminal. He gives you the best criminal part.
Okay. Did he light a pile of money on fire, slide down it?
No, but he went.
How much more gangster can you get than that?
No, I'm saying like the criminal mind of the Joker.
Uh-huh.
He gives you the best that.
Okay.
Heath Ledger gives you the best pleasure in chaos part of the Joker.
Pleasure in chaos.
I like that.
And then you get the best just overall like disassociation with real life
mm-hmm.
from Jared Leto.
Okay.
So in the Suicide Squad, like, that Joker just had no care, just total reckless abandonment.
Yeah, it's like, why are you doing this, dude?
Exactly. And that's the Joker that he does stuff which is crazy because he is enjoying chaos. So you get the best look of just the craziness of what he would do.
Okay.
You get the best reasons on why he enjoys it with Heath Ledger, but then you get the best, like, criminal mastermind with Jack Nicholson. You take all three of them together, and you get Mark Hamill.
I think he's turning.
You just see the table lift up.
He is. I have never seen you spout so much knowledge on anything.
Nothing.
Not even women. And you
not
just
even
spit some. And the funny thing is that I can't cut them off because there are other nerds out there that listen to this show that are just yanking their yam bags over the back of their head.
I would call him out saying, oh, you did research on this, but he didn't even know what the trailer was until a minute before the show.
Yeah, because you have poor timing. But the great thing is that I've never seen him nerd out like this.
Yeah.
And it's so adorable.
It's cute, right?
It's really cute.
I don't even want to argue with him. Not even to mess with him. I don't want to
pick on him either because, dude, we do not want to get the DC comic fans upset at us.
No, forget the DC. CD? The CD fans.
We don't want them to
They still make CDs?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that has been Trailer Talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a real quick break right here. And on the other side of this, it is Phoenix Poppin'.
Ooh.
With DA. What can possibly go wrong?
Nothing. You're in good hands.
You are not Allstate. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show as soon as I find the commercials here. Where are the commercials? There they are. Right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
I'm busy.
My computer sucks. It's old, it's slow. I can't use this for school.
Go get my laptop and go to mcrcomputermasters.com.
The guys that put all new computers in Studio G?
Yep. They do computer repair, computer sales, computer backup, and home and office networking. And they'll come to us.
I'm going to go get your laptop now, because if I stand in this hallway any longer, MCR computers will need to replace me. God, it stinks. Don't crawl up your ass and die.
MCR Computer Masters. Visit mcrcomputermasters.com and discover a way to upgrade, repair, or replace your computer. Servicing PCs and Macs. MCR Computer Masters. mcrcomputermasters.com.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
You are a dancing queen.
Oh, you are a showgirl tonight, huh?
I really am.
You're dancing and everything's fine.
Everybody's the rap music. Everybody's on. You're in the mood for dance.
And when you have the chance,
you are a dancing queen. Young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen, feel the beat from the tambourine. Oh yeah.
Why do y'all know the words? Word to word.
Having the time of your life.
Why do you know?
See that girl. Watch that scene. Digging the dancing queen.
It's one of my favorite songs. I just love ABBA. I know a lot of people don't say that, but I just love ABBA.
And Fat Guy over here doing a penguin.
No, I was trying to do the Fortnite dances while sitting down.
You were failing.
Because if I did them standing up, there'd be like some dead engine somewhere.
No way.
I was like, what is he doing?
I was flossing.
No, you were not flossing.
This is flossing.
That is not flossing. That's not brushing your teeth. That's not gargling.
All 9, 10 out of 10 dentists denied.
I was flossing. I don't know what you were talking about.
10 out of 10 dentists disapproved.
Disapproved from that? Dude, I thought that was good, Dan. That didn't work.
They said, nah, do not.
You tried,
it.
Though.
I
even,
was.
Even that last doctor was questionable.
I was flossing. Yeah. And then this was me doing, what's that other dance that they do?
I don't even know what that one's called.
Where they kick and then they. All right. We're just having way too much fun.
Dancing on internet radio show.
Watch that.
And for the live stream viewers. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. It is now time for the segment that is besqueeping the nation. It's slowly coming up in the ranks because, you know, I often ask myself, what's up, Phoenix?
What's up, Phoenix? What's up? What's up, Phoenix? What's up, Phoenix? Jump on it. Jump on it.
All right, DA, what's happening in and around our glorious state of Phoenix, Arizona?
Oh, there's a lot of stuff happening
Phoenix
for
Phoenix isn't a state.
Oh.
No, it's a city.
I mean, it's big enough to be a state. It's bigger than North Dakota.
4.8 million people and counting. What's 4.8 million and three? That's just some people just came across the border.
Hey, not until Trump shuts it down.
That's very true. Oh, build a wall. All right. DA, what's going on in and around Phoenix, Arizona?
Hey, PD, suspect provoked by N-word, breaks man's thigh bone in Phoenix road rage incident.
Wow.
And a
dude, his thigh bone, that's the biggest bone in the body, except if you're DT.
Don't call a black man the N-word. An assault suspect told police the use of an N-word provoked him to break a man's thigh bone during a road rage incident in Phoenix. Police report that on March 27th, they arrested Floyd Latham.
Floyd!
59.
Old dude was kicking ass.
After a witness identified him as the alleged suspect in a road rage incident. Police say that 9 days earlier, Latham pulled a man from his car, punched him in the body, and struck him in the leg with
Floyd.
His knee.
Oh, Floyd.
The victim was taken to a local hospital where police say he was treated for a broken femur. Upon arrest, Latham told police that he was provoked by the victim, calling him the N-word as they were driving down the road.
So is Floyd the Negro?
Yeah.
Floyd is the Negro.
Floyd is, and he's 50-something years old?
I don't even, did it,
59.
Does it say in there he was a black man? Because I think he was white, and someone called him Negro. He's like, I got money. Pop, pop, break knee.
Give me your femur.
You know what's funny? They do not say he was a black man, but they had his mugshot, and he was definitely a black man.
Okay. Of course, DA would pull the black story. Here's the thing. To break someone's femur, that's the biggest bone in the body.
But it doesn't take that much.
But what did he break it with, though?
His knee.
So he kneed the dude in the thigh.
Yeah.
So they say he punched him in the stomach?
No, punched him in the body and kneed him in the thigh.
So I'm guessing he punched him in the stomach. Or the kidney area, knocked the wind out of him, so that caused the guy to get down. Mm-hmm. While the guy was down, he grabbed him and just kneed him. Like karate chopped it with his knee.
I don't see how the trajectory of a knee could take out somebody's femur bone.
So if you're laying down.
Yes, I'm always laying on my back.
And I take my knee and I drop my whole body weight behind my knee on top of your femur.
I hear you clucking.
It will snap.
And see, I thought a
your body weight, you weigh like a buck four.
Doesn't matter.
I thought a femur was that cute little rodent, the little raccoon looking thing.
That's a ferret.
That's a ferret, you boob, in the movie Kindergarten Cop, which you probably haven't seen either.
Never heard of it.
And Along Came Polly. Make it rain.
Yeah.
Never heard of it either.
All right, what's the next one?
Broke the femur.
And ladies and gentlemen, the question begs to ask.
What's up, Phoenix? What's up? What's up, Phoenix? What's up, Phoenix? Jump on it. Jump on it. Jump on it.
I can't get over the song. It makes me want to break dance. Like, and you have no movement in your body, but let them play Dancing Queen, and you're all over the studio.
All right, what's the next one?
Nearly 170 animals.
Read the story, you boob.
Many in bad shape, found in Phoenix cockfighting bus.
Oh!
Shock jock. Watch your language.
A Phoenix man is facing multiple charges after his arrest Sunday in connection with a cockfighting event authorities say was being held on his property. And no, this is not Michael Vick. The court record present in graphic detail the Michael scene was police here, found it? When entered the property. Robin Rodrigo,
Rodrigo
was booked on 40 counts of cockfighting. That's a lot of cocks, ladies and gentlemen. According to court records, Rodrigo told police he was renting the property near 27th Ave. Nearly 170 animals were found on the property, including roosters, hens, ducks, bunnies, dogs, and even
wait a minute,
peacocks.
Roosters and what?
Roosters, hens,
and
ducks. I see what you did there. You that, move quick, man.
Hey, he was making rabbit bunnies bite bunnies.
Yo, wait. I would have loved to be there.
What other animals was after rabbits?
Rabbits, ducks. Why did I not see that coming?
I don't know. he had ducks fighting ducks, fish, dogs fighting dogs,
no.
Fish fighting fish.
No, he had ducks fighting bunnies, dogs fighting hens.
Wait, hold on. So
how does a duck fight a bunny?
That's not even fair. Because honestly, bugs beat Daffy all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
But Daffy only was stupid.
But only when it's rabbit season. Wait, duck season.
That's
rabbit season.
That's the pig.
No, duck season.
Rabbit season.
Duck season.
That's
duck
the
season.
Pig.
Rabbit season.
That's what I said. It's rabbit season.
Damn it.
You trying to get him to duck?
No, he screwed me over.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
I want to see a duck and rabbit fight.
I thought you wanted to see a cock.
A cock fights too.
I would love to be there. I wonder how much money.
You got roosters? I didn't even know you got roosters.
Got rooster hens, bins.
I got roosters, hens, bins, wrens, potatoes.
Tomatoes.
Police detained 27 people. Go ahead.
Police?
Is that the same story?
Yeah, same story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he's giving us the full report.
Yes. Okay. Well, actually, no, I just touched on it.
20 different people are involved.
27
people. Well, you're gonna need a big staff when you got that many.
That's
cops.
A lot of animals.
And that was on 27th Ave?
Thanks for stepping on my joke.
I'm sorry.
27.
You're gonna need that many staff of what?
You're gonna need a lot of staff if you got that many cocks.
I see what you did there, staff, because he's a herder. A goat herder.
Yes, baby Jesus. What's the other half of the story so we can move on?
No, that was it.
That was it? All right, we always beg to ask the question. Phoenix, what's up?
What's up, Phoenix? What's up? What's up, Phoenix? What's up, Phoenix? Jump on it. Jump on it.
Hey, David Stringer resigns after new
of
sex charges.
Hey, David.
Arizona State Representative David Stringer resigned from office on Wednesday after refusing to cooperate with an ethics investigation into sex crimes he faced in 1983, including
ethics.
Child pornography.
Oh, no. From Russia?
Which was first reported by Phoenix New Times. They said that like 30 times. Hey, we first reported this.
From who? Who first reported it?
Phoenix New Times. Stringer also faced criticism for several racist comments he made in 2018, including a comment to Arizona State University students that black people don't blend in.
He's got to be careful saying those racist comments because I hear these days it'll get your femur busted.
You see how I went full circle there?
No, you didn't. I did that for you. There's like, if you make the N-word, you're going to get your femur busted. And you know what people, you know what they say?
What?
Femurs are getting busted today that ain't been busted before.
That's what you want to go with this time?
Hey, what kind of animals did they have in that fight?
Hell, some cocks.
And?
Hens?
And
dogs.
And
femurs.
Ducks.
No. Oh, that's where he was going.
You are such a rube. So one of our senators is doing something inappropriate.
State representative
doing something inappropriate.
What's the difference?
Only if you say child pornography is inappropriate.
Here's the question that I have for all these politicians that keep getting caught up in these sexual allegations. What isn't their wife doing right? Because if they got to go out and find it from an intern or
from
somebody
a child?
Else. No, not the children. But from the 18 and ups,
okay,
you got to go out there. What they want? They why are they doing it? Here's the thing. I bet you anything, them senator wives has probably got a little something on their side. They probably got a DTE stashed under their cockfighting ring.
Wow.
And you should see some of these senators' wives. I go to this one. You know, she's not the best looking. Yeah, she's not a Beyonce.
They're tank asses, I'm sure.
Yeah. For
but,
sure.
But it still doesn't give them any reason.
No excuse. Yeah.
Even tank ass can still. You know what I'm saying? They can still get it done.
Yep.
We can call up Jill Scott and she can have a whole senator wife meeting on how to give the guac guac.
She needs to have a guac guac tour on one of them tour boats that keep running out of oil.
But no lips. If they don't have lips, how are they going to guac guac?
Oh, Joe's got to give them the way to guac.
Jill Scott can. She got them thick Philly lips.
Oh, yeah. But you could guac guac with the throat.
I'm going to let you tell me all about the guac guac. I don't know how to guac guac.
I can tell you how to guac guac.
I'm going to trust you on the guac guac.
I'm just saying, I had a girl guac guac with the guac guac. So.
What?
All you need is enough avocados.
I think my screen just went dead. All you need, avocados?
Yeah, for the guac guac. Yeah.
For guacamole?
I don't want that avocado calling up again. He's a jerk.
He can't call over the new system yet. Less interesting that the senator is in trouble. Shocker.
Yeah, right.
Idiot.
Welcome to Arizona.
And that is Phoenix, what's up?
What's up, Phoenix?
What's up?
What's up, Phoenix?
What's up, Phoenix?
Jump on it. Jump on it. Jump on it.
All right. Oh, you know what? I never did get a chance to share the story that I've always wanted to. I've been holding on to share for a couple of weeks now.
I want
to
hear it.
I had the opportunity to meet one of my all-time radio idols.
Oh.
DTE, I know you know who I'm talking about. DA probably doesn't.
Al McCoy.
You are absolutely right. He's, he's going to learn one day to do that over here.
Yeah.
Isn't that better?
Eh.
So I got a chance. Thanks for ruining the Instagram clip. I'm going to start over from the top. Take two. I had the chance to meet one of my all-time favorite, my number one seed when it comes to broadcast professionals. Because I grew up listening to his voice.
Ooh, Luke Walton.
Who is this?
Al McCoy.
Al McCoy.
Al McCoy. Now, I work for the...
There's a thing in radio called buildup.
Yeah.
Corey.
Yeah. But you ruined that. I work for the Phoenix Suns. That's no breaking news whenever it feels like breaking. Mm-hmm. And I see him all the time.
Oh. Yeah.
But I had never had the guff to walk up to him and actually interact with him because, dude, I got starstruck. I'm not even going to lie.
He didn't have the femur.
I did. My femur was busted. And I didn't have the guff. I didn't have the cojones. And I didn't know if you could approach him. But when he's in the arena, he's just like us. He's like, everybody tells me he's just another employee.
Yeah, he was trying to build up the duck.
But I'm not even gonna lie, I don't even know who it is.
Oh, Jesus. You're gonna go far in this business. I've been listening to him since I was a kid, calling the Phoenix Suns games. And he is just the most phenomenal play-by-play guy on radio.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the Phoenix Suns Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And he's not even a basketball player. We have his bobblehead sitting behind us in the display behind me.
I'm so jealous that I didn't get one of those.
You don't know what I had to go through to get one of those.
Oh, no.
Guac, guac.
I feel you, but
I would have guac, guac. But I had the opportunity to meet him. Not only did I have the opportunity to meet Al McCoy, I finally got the nerve to ask him for a picture. And I got a chance to sit down with the Al McCoy before a Suns game and pose for a picture with the one and only legendary Phoenix Suns broadcaster, Al McCoy.
Shazam.
For the radio listeners,
Shazam.
Corey is cheesing like
in this
huge
picture.
And Al McCoy looks so uncomfortable.
Al McCoy looks like Corey is about to eat him.
Yes. No. We sat there and talked for a little bit after that picture was taken. He's a great guy. It's so much fun to hear him say your name. In that radio, because he's not putting that on for radio.
No, that's his tone.
Mm-hmm. That's his voice. And he's amazing, but he is my. So I got to just say right here, I told him about Fat Guy Radio Show. He could care less.
He could be listening right now.
He's Al McCoy. If he is, that would be amazing. But his son follows me on Twitter, and I in exchange follow him on Twitter.
Nice.
The McCoy family is just great. So thank you, Al McCoy. You made this little chubby colored, darkly colored boy's day when I had the chance to just not only take a picture of him, but have a conversation with him and seeing him every day. And I still geek out and still celebrity out when I see him.
I'm happy for you.
It's just that amazing.
Because you looked happy.
I was extremely happy.
Like, I've never seen you smile.
Not like that.
Not at all.
And my buddy Bill took that picture. And then right after that picture, security came and asked me what the hell I was doing behind the broadcaster desk.
And now McCoy called them.
Get this boy away from me, Shazam! Ding goes the streams.
Ding goes the streams.
All right, I'm going to have to pull up my closing script on my phone because my laptop decided to go to sleep or the battery died or something like that.
That's perfect. Plug it up.
Professional or us.
No, we are not.
Thank you for covering, boys. I appreciate that. Oh,
no.
Let me see.
Well, today's show is brought to you by me.
No, we gotta apologize to the boy in the hallway.
Sorry, Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time.
Sorry that you're not having a baby either.
Oh. He pushed her down a flight of stairs. What happened?
No, he had a little April Fool's joke saying that his wife is pregnant. He was like, oh, April Fool's. You guys believe me on April 1st.
I was offline all day on April 1st because I knew everything was going to be stupid.
Not that many jokes.
All right. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show, ladies and gentlemen, was brought to you by our friends at Target for all of your Target shopping. Do it through the Target banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com, and we do appreciate you for doing so. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure to look us up, follow, and share. For Daniel Taylor.
What's up?
And Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, simply look them dead in the eyes and say, Ectoplasma Love Grind. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Hello, I broke my femur.
No, don't go. Sorry, Ashley.
Hey, before you go, I want to remind you, once again, subscribe to our bonus show, Afterburn, by visiting FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn and get your subscription and become a Patreon member today through our partnership with Patreon. That's FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn.